Let us pray. Grant that all who have been baptized into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My husband Jared and I have two dogs. They are boxers, and they are both about 7 years old. And they are still very stereotypically boxer in spite of their age. Because they're a larger breed, you would think that they might be slowing down a little, but that's not the case. They lick everything and everyone. They are incredibly energetic, and they are fiercely loyal. Both are quite intelligent. However, our female, whose name is Ziva, is very, very bright. She is so bright that she often tricks our male into giving up his bed so that she can lie there instead. She will actually go to the front door and start barking at nothing in order to lure our male over, and then she immediately turns around and goes and steals the warm spot that he was previously lying in. She has figured out how to take down the doggy gate so that she can lie on the bench in the front of the house and keep watch when she should be locked in the laundry room with her brother. But she also manages to strategically place the doggy gate so that he can't get out. She has even figured out that if we've left the den for the evening, she can sneak onto the leather sofa for a nap or to sleep there all night. And the leather sofa is a place that she is not allowed to sleep. So each and every time we find her on that leather sofa, we make her get off and redirect her to the dog bed, which is only about 5 feet away. It's a little bit of a hassle, but only because the leather sofa is the only chair or sofa in the whole house where she's not allowed to be on. But if we stop making Ziva get off the couch, she will think that this is an okay behavior all the time. And before we know it, our sofa will be ruined by her nails and, let's face it, her not-so-fresh scent. The same thing happens in many other areas of my life. I watch what I eat, and I walk those very energetic dogs almost every morning. I'm training for the Susan Komen 3-day, so I have to walk a lot. Plus, walking helps me stay sane in my very busy, chaotic life. If I don't enforce these disciplines on myself, I will not achieve my health and fitness goals and maintain my mental health, and I won't be ready in November for 60 miles in 3 days. In our family, we have rules for safety, respect, and general good behavior. If I don't enforce those rules with my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old, and sometimes my husband, then they will not turn out to be the self-disciplined and responsible young people we're hoping they will be. In my classroom at Parrish, just down the road, I have grading rubrics and classroom expectations. If I don't maintain an equitable and respectful environment in my classroom, then I won't be respected by my students or by my colleagues. These are a few trivial examples from my life about the really big topic that I want to tell you about today. The biggest area of my life where this idea matters the most, the one that really packs the punch for me, is in my faith walk. If I don't show forth in my life what I profess by my faith, then nothing else matters. As a Christian, I have taken on certain vows, my baptismal vows. Of course, in our Book of Common Prayer service, we have the creedal questions, belief about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then we ask 5 questions that are really more like vows. Will you live a life within the fellowship of the church? Will you resist evil and repent when you fall? Will you proclaim by word and example the gospel message? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons? And will you strive for justice and peace and respect every human being? And of course, as you know, when we're here gathered in this space asking those questions, we all collectively, communally answer, I will with God's help. So often I hear from young people, not just in my role as a school chaplain, but in previous ministry settings where I worked with young adults and youth both. I hear from young people that the reason they don't go to church is because the church is full of hypocrites. People who say they believe in all the things that Jesus did and taught, but who don't actually do any of those things that Jesus did and taught. In fact, I have a friend who posted on Facebook on Easter Sunday. He wrote, "In Shreveport, there are dozens of Facebook events today. 100% are church, 0% are doing good works." I think this friend posted not because he believes that the church is full of hypocrites necessarily, but I think he posted because he was saddened by the lack of outreach that happened on such an important day in the life of the church, on a day when the gospel message of God's kingdom and our earthly kingdom being so close that they are wedded and we are reconciled to God, as the Exultet says in our Easter Vigil service. But that is what baptism, especially on this second Sunday of Easter, is all about, showing forth in our lives what we have professed by our faith. And if you were at the Easter Vigil or even here on Easter Sunday, you did that. You witnessed a baptism on Saturday night, or you were renewing your baptismal covenant 1 week ago. And we proclaimed, "He is risen, the tomb is empty. We are resurrection people." And just as Mary Magdalene proclaimed last Sunday to the disciples, and just as the disciples tell Thomas today, we have seen the Lord. We, sitting in this room here together, we have all seen the Lord at work in our lives and in the world. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. We have been witnesses, just like Mary Magdalene, the rest of the disciples, and eventually even Thomas. We have been brought to our knees by the presence of God in our lives, and the only thing we've been able to muster in response is, "My Lord and my God." I did, in fact, feel that response on Easter Day. I read about a church in Austin, Texas, that does actually have a major outreach ministry on each Easter Day every single year. Austin New Church plans for months and months and offers an Easter celebration to their homeless brothers and sisters in the city of Austin under a major I-35 overpass where all of these people can gather together easily. They plan a huge meal, an open-air worship service with communion, and they also collect the gift of new shoes for each and every single homeless person who shows up. Austin New Church understands this as one way to remember and regenerate the sacrifice that Jesus made on Good Friday. So what are these things that we profess by our faith that we should be doing that maybe we're not doing? Are we making the gospel known in the world by the way that we interact with the least of God's children? And as the old renewal song says, will the whole world know that we are in fact Christians, little Christs, little versions of Jesus, by the way we love? In just a little while, we as a community will be baptizing two children, Quentin and Sophia. We will stand with them and their families, their godparents, their parents, to reclaim our own baptismal vows once again. The vows that they will take still have a hold on our own lives. And someday, when they choose, they will take on those vows for themselves, perhaps through confirmation. They will confirm what will happen to them today. They will claim their life for Christ for themselves. But until then, we are the responsible party. Yes, you all here sitting in the front who will stand with them, it's really your primary duty, but we are also responsible. We are the ones that they will look to each time they're here in this place to know what it means to live out this faith that we affirm and reaffirm week after week. As Christians, again, literally meaning little Christs, we are the ones who have to make the risen Christ known to the world, to the newly baptized, and to those who have not seen and not yet believed. It is our charge to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world, as Mother Teresa once said. It is our call through baptism to proclaim by word and example the good news of God and Christ Jesus. You and I, all of us gathered here together and individually in our daily lives, we are the ones who must reveal Jesus to the world, especially to those who do not yet know and who do not yet believe. Grant that all who have been baptized into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in our lives what we profess by our faith. Amen.